Greetings and welcome back to Tour in the Ozarks, and I have a very special guest with us today. It's Ruth Graber Wilcox. Ruth, I've seen you around a lot. I appreciate you being on the show. How'd you end up in West Plains?
Oh my goodness. My daddy, who was pretty well known in these parts, Robert Anders, the gunsmith, retired here from the Marine Corps. And he lived here, I want to say, probably 70 years, and was known by a lot of people, especially gun enthusiasts. And we would come and visit him here. And my husband, my late husband, was a cattle rancher. And he would come here, and every time we'd come, we'd look at ranches, and we loved it. But we lived in Washington. And ultimately, we found a ranch that we couldn't live without.
Awesome.
And we bought it, and we moved here.
Well, and not only have you done a lot with that ranch, I noticed you also share that ranch. I've been out to Ozarks Healthcare. They have their big event out there to raise. But also Silver Springs. Everywhere I go in West Plains, I see Silver Springs. Tell us about what Silver Springs does.
Well, on this ranch, there is a lake, just a small 8-acre lake, and it's fed by a spring, a natural spring that's called Silver Spring. And so my late husband said one day, we should name our businesses Silver Spring. And so that's how that happened. So we bought an existing storage company, that personal storage, from the Dakes. And then we ultimately thought that was a pretty good business. Let's build some more. And so we did. Sorry.
Well, that's all right. That was I should have turned my phone off. I apologize.
And then we bought some more storage, and we're still building storage.
And it's not just storage, too. I see. Talk about the RV park that's on 63.
On Highway 63, we bought an existing RV park, but we've developed it, and it's grown, and it's lovely, and that's Silver Springs RV Park.
And I'm just amazed, and you also have an office location now. Tell us about where that's located or how people get a hold of you if they want to do any business with Silver Springs.
Yes. Okay, well, we do have the Silver Springs Business Complex. It was the original Air Evac building, I believe. And then across the street is Highland Park. That's also Silver Springs. We have commercial and residential rentals. That's our business. That's kind of our forte.
Well, your forte, you've done so much, and it just means a lot too, because we love people investing in the community. What was like your biggest motivation to invest in West Plains?
West Plains is a friendly Bible Belt, heart of America town, and we just love West Plains, Missouri, and we love the people here. We've gotten involved with a church and a Christian school. I'm on the board of a Christian school, and we are just we just feel at home here. And my husband passed away not too long after we moved here, so I was alone, but I was busy developing the businesses. And then I met a wonderful man who was a graduate of West Plains High School many years ago, and we got acquainted, and we married 3 years ago. And so Byron Wilcox is now part of our work, and he manages Silver Bell, which are the residential rentals of our silver companies.
And that's just what I mean. It's like, there's so many people, they talk about big city people come in and they take everything over. You guys have been a part of the community, and talk about just what it's like to be part here in West Plains. Not only West Plains, but Allen County as well.
Well, this is a friendly place.
Yes, it is.
And the salt of the earth people. I honestly, I know it sounds like a Pollyanna, but I can't think of anybody I've met that I didn't like. I mean, they're just good people here, and people work hard, they're honest, they're good to do business with, and they've readily accepted us. We were from the Seattle area, north of Seattle, but people didn't, they weren't prejudiced. People accepted us and have done business with us, and we just love being here.
And that's one thing I've noticed too, as the world gets a little bigger and a little crazier, we do have an influx of people coming in from all over the country because of what you just said. West Plains is a good place to do business. People are good Christian people. They're good customer service. They just take care of people. So we just want to tell you thank you for being here and invest in this community.
Well, thank you. Thank you for welcoming us. I mean, we have been welcomed with open arms. We didn't feel any kind of resistance because we came from, you know, the left coast.
The big city and stuff too. But that's what we found out too, is people are moving here. The ones who are moving here aren't trying to change our ways. They like our ways.
Yes, yes. It's a lovely place to live. It's a lovely environment. And people are very welcoming. And I want to say too, it's a good place to make money.
Yes, it is.
You know, it's growing. It's developing. And I find that the cost of living here is a lot better than it is in other places.
Yeah, most people don't realize that. You can get land at a reasonable price. Our taxes are reasonable. Nobody likes that word tax. But talk about what it was like in the state of Washington.
Oh, my goodness. You really can't compare. It was skyrocketing prices, resistance. I mean, a lot of resistance. It's not the same. That is not the same.
And that's why we like you coming here. And before we end, tell us one more time about where your office complex is and where people can find you all to do some business with Silver Springs.
Okay, well, our office complex and my office, my official office, is 306 Davis Drive, which is the old Arivac building, but it's now the Silver Springs Business Complex. It's a very beautiful brick building right on Highway 63. You turn at the light by the golf course and you'll find Davis Drive right there, and it's just a hop, skip, and a jump, and there you are.
Ruth, it was a pleasure to have you on the show today.
Pleasure. Thank you for inviting me. I really enjoyed it.
Well, and you did a great job interviewing too. That was very relaxing, so thank you. That Ruth Graber Ruth Graber Wilcox with Silver Springs. We'll be back with more Touring the Ozarks in just a moment.